Buy a plot of land at Nara Ibadan with 1.5 million naira. Gated estate, very close to the train station. Out of the over 250 plots still available at Winchester Estate, Monia, and another one at Ilaju, between Ido and Irua. From the 90 plots available, 800,000 naira, also from Winchester Homes. Then, an acre for farming from Winchester Farmland in Osun, out of the 50 acres, just at 500,000 naira. Per acre. You asked for my new plan. There you have it. Winchester Homes, driven by the vision to ensure everyone has a roof over their heads, irrespective of their financial capacity, has acquired land in Monaco, Isei, and Ilaju for affordable prices. Good road networks and other facilities guaranteed. Don't sleep on it. Call 070-302-08080.
We say what we do, and we do what we say.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Segun on 0915-757-0635. 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.
One of the best investments that I did was New York real estate. So it started off with seven figures, and I was getting a certain amount of money every month. When I first gave them $5 million, I was getting $50,000 a month. So I said, yo, the money kept coming on the 18th every month. $50,000 would come in. I still was competing. I still was fighting. I still was active. And I still was making crazy money. I told the guys, well, I'm going to bring y'all another eight figures. I said, I'm going to bring you guys eight figures. Now, I know I gave you guys seven figures, but I'm going to bring you guys eight figures. It was paying off. So what I did was I went and dumped nine figures on them. When you see me, you see the cars, you see the flashy. It's a lot that comes along with that. A lot of smart moves that's behind the scenes. So what I did was I invested. And so you guys right now, you guys can Google this. You Google One Vanderbilt and Google Floyd Mayweather. I'm a part of that project. You know, I own so many different buildings in so many different places. My exact number in New York City, I own nine skyscrapers in New York City.
Facts. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.
Highlights from last edition of The Landlords. In case you missed it, sports icon and real estate investor Floyd Mayweather giving you more reasons to invest in real estate, even when you think you already have enough income streams. And we're here for you, your show plug. Welcome to the intersection of marketing, resource and advocacy for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. Here we try to give you a scoop of what's happening here and there in the built environment. You can find somewhat of an investment guide, markets survey and some hot listings with us from time to time if you tune in regularly. I'm your host, One Plot. Thanks for stinging with The Landlords. Let me just quickly say that the 2023 Lagos Real Estate Pipeline Report is out. We might not have enough time to look at it, but if you reach out to me, I'll forward a copy. On The Landlords today, we're going to, like they say, shake the table a little, talking about this rather controversial subject of land and property ownership in Lagos. Many believe that the Southeasterners are now by far the biggest investors in Lagos, especially in real estate, and that as the Igbo's investment in Lagos has grown rapidly over the years, so has their population and political clout. And as a matter of fact, the first democratically elected governor of Lagos State of Igbo extraction, Badibo Odoivo of the Labour Party, may very well be on his way to Alausa, the seat of power. After all, no one a couple of years ago would have thought it possible that President-elect, former Senator and Governor of Lagos State, Ahmed Bola Tinubu, a very strong and influential, in quote, Yoruba politician, would have lost his bid in Lagos, of all places. Some Lagosians, like this now prominent TikToker, whose comments on this subject against the backdrop of the elections I'm about to bring to you, believe that a government more or less neglected the issue of housing, especially by not regulating rentals within the city centre, thereby leaving it inadvertently in the hands of the Igbos, who, as you've heard, have more bargaining power and therefore now dominate the city of Lagos.
Problem can you need a new election? ilé gbígbà ló kọ̀sẹ̀ fún yín because gbogbo Yorùbá tó yẹ kó dìbò fún yín lẹ́kọ̀ọ́ wọ́n ti lọ sí ẹ̀yìn òdì bíi Sango bíi Jẹ̀jẹ̀ Nìkòròdú bíi Ìmọ̀wé Ìbàfò bíi Bẹ̀lọ́gbé àwọn ẹ̀yìn bẹ́gà 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 bẹ́gà. An average man cannot live in Lagos comfortably. Ọmọ Ibo kún everywhere kọ́ tó kọ́lé kan tán tó bá kọ́ new building nígbà tí wọ́n ń gbé rúmà palace tí ò tún ṣe standard house tí ò ń ṣe standard room tí wọ́n ń gbé nílẹ̀ ní 600-650 wọ́n gbà dín mẹ́ta commission 100,000 ẹ̀yin ìjọba jókòó síbi ẹ̀ sọ̀rọ̀ ọmọ Ibo wa dominate ètò Èkó tán.
Now, whose fault is it that some other persons can afford what you can't? The answer is nobody, not even the government. According to the law, there should be equal opportunities for every Nigerian in any part of the country, regardless of where they're from. However, one major point, a takeaway for me on that TikToker's comment is the issue of rent control. Not just in Lagos, but in major cities in the country. The lawyers I've spoken to about the need for government to ensure some kind of price regime in different aspects of the built environment all seem to believe that the relevant market forces should determine the prices, even in real estate, be it sales, lease, or rentals. I got the reaction of one of our contributors on the landlords, Mr. Adebowale Olutayo, a real estate consultant at Palm Boom Properties in Lagos, on land and property ownership in the city, and what he thinks can be done about the skyrocketing cost of accommodation in the city and other parts of Nigeria. That's coming later on the landlords. But first, here comes my brief chat with the former chairman of the Estate Rent and Commission Agents Association of Nigeria, ECAN, Mr. Moses Bodeojo. Mr. Moses Bodeojo is the current chairman of the association's Elders Forum. In this one, he tells me more about the activities of ECAN, what he thinks about the widespread belief that the agents are the ones behind the rising cost of accommodation in the country, and who, in his experience, are the biggest investors here in the Southwest, the Southeasterners, the Southwesterners themselves, or the Chinese.
We help landlords to manage up their properties, and we make sure we are in between landlord and the clients that we might put in their buildings, in their property. So we don't always back the landlord. We don't always back the landlord. We are in between. Because the law that banned landlord is the one that banned client. Always extra careful to misbehave to any client because the law favor clients than the landlords. Well, houses are costly truly. For about 2 years ago to this period. Purposely because in Ibadan, houses are not much costly before. Why houses now cost in Ibadan is because of the Lagos Island, you know, people, when they troop in into Ibadan. Houses that we rent out for about, let's say, 80,000 or 120,000, which is, let's say, two bedroom or a room and parlor self-contained. For about 50,000 formerly. That was about 10 years ago. Now, you can't see it less than 250 or 200 in Ibadan here now because of the Lagos people and all these Port Harcourt people. They come from where houses are costly. So and when they come from Ibadan, for instance, when they take two bedroom at Lagos for 500,000 and they make it, they call it for them 250 or 300 here. They smart it. They pay for it. So that is how, you know, people from Lagos, from Port Harcourt, from all these industrial area trooping to Ibadan. So agents are not the cause of house, you know, inflation. Because all these landlords, you know, they do monthly landlord association in all their neighborhood. So it is from there they inform that my house is so a month, my house is so a month. So now, when anybody move out from their house, they will determine how much they are giving it out to the agent. And if the agent is trying to advise them that it's costly, they will tell the agent that you know you cannot manage it. You cannot see someone of that price that leave it alone, I will look for another agent. And when the agent know that there's no much, you know, then he will keep on marketing it. If we take four or five people to the place, within those four or five people, one of them will pay for it.
Now, there's this thing going around that the Igbos and foreigners generally are the major investors in real estate in major parts of the Southwest, like Lagos and even Ibadan. Is that true?
is capital. Though Igbo and other part of northern or eastern people truly they invest, but they did invest in estate property than the Yorubas. Was all these Yorubas, most of them buy acres of land, buy houses, put it as hotel, put it as a petrol station, put it as hotel and also shop. So Igbos and all these foreigners are not more invested than Yorubas. The Yorubas are a major of the investors in property.
What about the Chinese? Are they investing? Is their level of investment in real estate, is it growing rapidly as well?
Where?
In Ibadan and Lagos.
In Ibadan and Lagos, all these are Chinese people. They are not investing much in property. They always come to Ibadan or come to Lagos and lease. They can lease for 10 years, they can lease for 15 years. Instead of buying or investing, they lease and do their businesses. For instance, look at all these ROCC. Senebuna, when they came to Ibadan here, they negotiate with Lekan Salami, the owner of Lekan Salami estate. Maybe they negotiate for 50 years or more than. When their money now finish, their children, the Lekan Salami family, now said they are taking terracotta of what they have paid formerly, and they don't have power of paying it up to today. That Lekan Salami estate is still there, even it has got bush. So they now went to Akinyele, into all this Monia area, and buy lands, acres of lands, and build their estate and build their company. And
even the Chinese,
the ROCC people, all those Senebuna. So most of them like that came in to Ibadan or Lagos and leased for long days. Either 10, 20, 30, or 50 years. And when their money got finished, what you rent out for 1 million this year and you pay 30 years, that's 30 million. When the 30 years now expired, they might ask for 2 million or 2.5 million for each year. And they might not have the capacity, so they drop the property and look for extra. They either buy their own property or release.
So you are saying that the indigenes of the Southwest, from your experience till today, are still the major investors across the Southwest?
Truly, the Yorubas, the Southwest, the West people are the capitalists, investor in property.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Segun on 0915-757-0635. 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.
You are listening to The Landlords, an intersection of marketing, resource, and advocacy for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. For your brand promotions, ad placements, live appearances, and other inquiries, please contact 091-575-70635. 091-575-70635.
Mr. Moses Bodiojo, former chairman of Ekan Bodija, on The Landlords with yours truly, One Plot. Like many others, Mr. Moses Bodiojo believes that the influx of people into the state makes the real estate market quite competitive, especially with regards to rentals in the city center. According to the former Ekan chairman, contrary to allegations that the estate agents are responsible for the high cost of rent in the city and country in general, the landlords put out at whatever price they deem fit their houses. So it's not really about the agents. It has nothing to do. He says sometimes they even advise them to, reduce it a little so that people can afford. But like I said, it's a competitive market out there. So, if you're not going to get a client what he wants, you might as well just go look for someone else to get him a tenant, according to Mr. Bode Ojo. That's about all. We're supposed to take our guests to Lagos, but let's pipe it down a little.
You are listening to The Landlord, an intersection of marketing, resource, and advocacy for the real estate and building construction industries in Nigeria. For your brand promotions, ad placements, live appearances, and other inquiries, please contact 091-575-70635. 091-575-70635. 70635.
Well, just about time for us to coast home today. Next week, I'll bring you the inputs of a contributor on the landlords, a realtor with Palm Boom Properties right there in Lagos, Nigeria, the center of excellence, Mr. Adibo Ali Olutayo, bringing you what he had to say about property ownership in Lagos. And, well, I think for me, it only means that, like they say, the future belongs to those who are ready to invest, to invest in it from today. So you want a piece of the future, you can get it right now by investing. And you know the numbers to call. There are opportunities here and there for you to invest in real estate. That will be something to give you economic power. And now, looking at what's happening in the country, in Lagos, for instance, it could also give you political power. And it's something like a crest that your children can ride on. One Plot signing out on behalf of everybody, my colleagues in here, Toba Yusuf and the other Yusuf. Well, I'll be with you again.
Winchester Homes, driven by the vision to ensure everyone has a roof over their heads, irrespective of their financial capacity, has acquired land in Isei and in Laju for affordable prices. Good road networks and other facilities guaranteed. Don't sleep on it. Call 07302-08080.
We say what we do, and we do what we say.
For inquiries and advert bookings, call Segun on 0915-757-0635. 0915-757-0635. The Landlords on The Beat, 97.9 FM.